It's the world and everything in it for a Monday. Thank you for being with us. On the church calendar, in the Western Church at least, today is Epiphany, which means to show or to make known. Epiphany commemorates the revelation of the Son of God to the Gentiles, represented by the wise men or magi.
And lo, the star which they had seen in the east went on before them until it came and stood over where the child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And they came into the house, and they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him.
That bit of Matthew chapter 2 was presented by Tim McKenzie of Houston, Texas. He is the founder of a ministry called On Every Word, and he travels the country doing presentations that combine the spoken word directly from the scriptures with related visuals and music to give his audiences an epiphany, as Mr. McKenzie shows and makes known the flow and dramatic nature of the biblical story. Our field producer, Christina Darnell, caught up with Tim McKenzie after one of his presentations recently and talked with him about On Every Word.
Mr. McKenzie, this is really unique, and I'm curious, where did you get the idea to do this in the first place?
Two things happened that just really made a big impression on me early in my Christian life. My wife and I, we were working in the church in student ministries, just kind of being helpers. And they had this thing called a lock-in. And the student minister began to tell this really dramatic story about, okay, it's become illegal to own the Word of God in the United States. So anybody that has a Bible, I want you to bring it up front. We're going to pile them up front. We're going to burn them. And so he had them bring all their Bibles up and pile them up, and of course didn't burn them in the gymnasium, okay, but made a really graphic illustration. What if this was true? Because it was true in certain countries of the world at that time. So he takes off his, you know, his government hat, and he puts on his pastor's hat, and then he says these words. He says, "And now in our first secret underground meeting of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to recreate from memory as much scripture as we can." Here, out of 32,000 scriptures in the Bible, we only came up with like 35 or 40. Okay, well, I left that room incredibly convicted about what if this really happened? You know, I need to be hiding the Word in my heart. And so I began a journey to hide God's Word in my heart. And about a year later, I went to an event at the same church, and it was a fellowship barbecue and had some people come and sing. And then there was this guy that came out afterwards. He had a real beard and long hair and had a robe on like he was one of the apostles. No introduction, comes up and begins to speak. And for 15 minutes, he speaks nothing but scripture. I was just amazed. So I tracked this guy down and ended up having lunch. And I found out that he spent 12 years in prison, trusted Christ as Savior in prison, began to memorize scripture in prison. And when he came out, he was going around doing these little presentations of the Word. And so what we had heard that night that was 15 minutes long was he had started in Genesis and quoted one verse from every book of the Bible straight through to Revelation. So he quoted 66 verses, and he did a little thing he called redemption through the blood of Christ. He called it the scarlet thread of redemption as he wove it through Scripture. So these two events really kind of were catalysts that God used in my life to motivate me of the importance, the value, to memorize Scripture. So I just started to do that.
So how do you get from there to where you are now? And how would you describe what it is that you do with On Every Word?
Well, I love God's Word, and I love to teach God's Word. And so I put together Scriptures topically to tell a story. It's almost like if you had the challenge, okay, here's your topic. You can use none of your own words. You can only use the Word of God. Don't twist the Word of God and show this woven pattern throughout it. And just a quick illustration, one time I did this at a Christian school, and that particular presentation has like 250 verses in it, okay? And they're from like 19 different books of the Bible. And a young lady came up to me afterwards who was new to the school, and from her questions to me, I could tell that she didn't really know Scripture. But she said her main question was this. She came up and she went, "Wow, did you write that?" And, you know, not trying to be condescending or anything, but just trying to be encouraging to her, I said, "No, God did." And her eyes just got really big. And so my point here is that in my judgment, here's a young lady that didn't know the Word. But she knew this, and she got it. 250 verses, 19 different books of the Bible, and she knew that there was one author. Now, she thought the author was me, but she got the continuity of God's Word.
Okay, so you're proclaiming Scripture using only Scripture as far as what you're saying, but the multimedia, as far as the pictures, the images, and then the music, are still very central aspects of the presentation that you give. So why do you think those things are important, and then how do you go about adding that?
You know, it's one thing to just quote the Word of God. It's a powerful thing. But to get up and proclaim this Word from my heart, along with multimedia, with music and images that speak to people that want to hear things and musically and that want to see things with their eyes, because we live in a very visual generation now. But when I approach, like, one of my presentations is a portrait of Christ from Scripture, and we had an artist work with us that did original artwork from these 11 scenes from Christ's life. And so to come to him and say, okay, now here is the text. Here's what I'm going to say. And I want you to interpret these things with your giftedness in art. And then come to a musician friend of mine who wrote a completely original composition for all of that work and played all of the instruments on it. Well, to come to him and say, here's the text. Now interpret these words of Scripture musically. What do you feel? What do you want people to feel when I say these words? So to put the Word of God with appropriate music behind it, it's like injecting you with something. Like you can not hear a song that you've learned from 30 years ago or 20 years ago, and when it comes on, you'll know the words instantly. Well, that's what I hope happens, is that through the images that people see, through the power of music, and through the spoken Word of God in a very passionate way, that those combined elements will really unlock this fact of how alive and relevant and meaningful God's Word is in our lives.
Tim McKenzie of the Texas-based ministry called On Every Word. You can learn more online at onEveryWord.com. He talked with World News Group's Christina Darnell.